Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to American Muslim Project. I'm Asad Butt. American Muslim Project is a podcast where we share the contributions Muslims are making to American life. In each episode, we elevate unique Muslim voices that are shaping this American experience. My guest today is Mir Ali, Executive Vice President at Ushub TV. Ushub is a new streaming service launching this fall that will focus on Muslim culture. As you'll hear, the streaming service will be a place that showcases the rich and diverse storytelling that exists within the Muslim community. You'll be able to watch Islamic news, original movies, TV series, docuseries, and more. Mir described Ushub in more detail to start our conversation.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you, Ushub, for having me on the podcast. It's awesome. I'm super excited and really excited to talk about Ushub. Ushub is a streaming service that's going to be launching in fall of this year, and it exists for Muslim cultures, and it's going to be a platform that really showcases the talents of Muslim artists, so like Muslim directors, Muslim producers, Muslim writers, and even topics and conversations about Muslims that's going to be based here in the United States. So the unique thing about Ushub is that there's not a streaming service that's based in the United States. So we're really the pioneers in this country to be able to do this. And it's a generation of millennials and Gen Z who started this. So we're really excited about it.
Amazing. Can you give the impetus about why you want to do this now?
Yeah, you know what? I think everybody is seeing the transition from normal cable TV to streaming services and platforms, right? Like Netflix was really the pioneer of doing that about 10, 12 years ago. But now, you know, you have Disney Plus, Paramount, all that. And really our idea was, you know, there's no platform for just Muslims, right? There's no platforms that just showcases Muslim content here in America. Even if there is seldom choices, and they end up becoming a big success. But there unfortunately wasn't a platform that was just dedicated to work with Muslim artists to help them, you know, spread awareness of their work. So that's really what we wanted to do. We wanted to bring a hub for all Muslims, regardless of what scale of the spectrum you're on, as far as like religious point of view. You can come to Ushub, watch something on there that you'd enjoy and that you would also be able to relate to as well.
Yeah, no, that's hugely important. Who is the target audience? You said that it was Gen Z and millennials that are starting it, but who is like the target audience that you're hoping to attract?
You know, the target audience is anywhere from 18 to 40, you know, ideally. Usually it's first generation Muslims that are born and raised here that really want to have or really want to see something that they can relate to, right? Like Rami was a huge hit because right. Muslims were able to relate to that. Right. So we want to bring content that families can watch together, which is really important, and have relatability in there. So, I mean, to be quite honest, the target audience is if you're Muslim, you'd want to watch something on our platform, to be honest. But who we're trying to really cater to is that generation of Muslims who really want to have a place to where they can feel included being a Muslim.
And so this is not religious content, or does it include religious content as well? Like, is it cultural and religious? Talk to me about the type of content that you'll have on there.
Yeah, it's a lot more cultural than it is religious. We are planning to have a religious category in there. But for the time being, it's mainly just showcasing talented Muslims who are doing artistic work throughout the world, not just in the US, and showcasing that for the world.
Yeah, it's hugely important. And you know, I think you and I are, you might be a little bit younger than me, but, you know, growing up, we just didn't have anything like this. There were very rare occasions when we saw Muslims on TV or in movies or anything like that. And so I feel like, you know, for kids growing up now, you know, to be able to have something like this is really important.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? A lot of times when people think of a Muslim platform or streaming, they automatically think it's religious, right? Like when I first started to tell my family and friends about it, they assumed that. And then when I actually let them know, no, we're actually doing this, they were really blown away and really excited because they knew that there's nobody that's doing this right now. And it's really needed because it, you don't, you never know. You could inspire some future Muslim director by seeing this and saying, hey, you know what? I think I could do something great for the Muslims here in America by, you know, going and transitioning into this line of work, and I could do a good job with it. You know, they're not just bogged down to only being religious content. So that's really what we want to do. We want to just open up the opportunities and horizons for Muslims all over.
Yeah. How do you even go about starting a streaming service? What are the steps and how long have you been at it?
So interesting story, right? So this whole idea for me and like Gashif and some of the founding members was that, hey, you know, we should do like a news channel, right, for Muslims. So we got tired of, you know, the mainstream media really just messing up Muslim narratives and saying, no, that's not how it is. So the first idea was, you know, we should start a news channel that talk about relevant topics that affect Muslims all over the world and really bring in the actual context of it and be able to explain it in a way that anybody who's not, you know, associated with a Muslim or doesn't know anything about Islam can understand it. That was the initial idea. And then that idea stemmed into something larger because we started to see that streaming platforms are the way to go. And there's no platform that showcases Muslim content. And we brought on some really talented people like Sobi and Sean and Harrison that really said, you know what, there's so many talented Muslim artists out there. We should also showcase their stuff too. And that transitioned into UsHub being a streaming platform, not just a news channel, but all around streaming platform. And news is just going to be a very small part of that we might have in the future.
It's amazing. And tell me the story about the name.
Yeah. So UsHub is actually, it's an Arabic noun from Ashab, right? So it means companions, friends. And we wanted it to be a place to where companions and friends have a hub to go to. So us, like you and me, and then hub, right? Like a hub that, so it stems from the word ashab, which means companions and friends. So that's how we came up with the word ashab. And we weren't really sure about that, how people would, you know, initially take it. Cause when you see it, it sounds like a shop, or you don't, people even butcher name initially when they see it. Right. And then when we tell it to them, explain it, then they're really like, oh, that's actually really unique and a great idea. So we tried it. And then the feedback that we got when we were initially, you know, bringing on directors and writers to, you know, work with us, it really stuck and it was, really well perceived. So we were like, all right, this is the name. We got to stick with it.
Yeah, no, it is really unique name, and I totally sympathize with the challenges of a name. The company that, you know, Rafaelion Media, which we get pronunciation issues all the time.
But I think
as you get known, people will figure it out. I think and realize what the, you know.
But you know, being Muslim, I think you're in America, you're pretty used to getting your name butchered or whatever project you're doing butchered. So it's like, oh yeah, it's nothing new. Some people might get so offended. Ah, how can you say this my name wrong? But we're like, oh yeah, that's nothing new. Like my name Mir, oh my god, I don't even want to get into it, how many times they got butchered, especially when you had a substitute teacher like doing roll call in the class.
Tell me more about that. How would they butcher it?
My last name is Ali, so you know, in roll call it's alphabetical order, so I always knew I was number one. So whenever we'd have a substitute teacher and they're like, okay, I'm gonna take roll, there'd be a long pause, right? And I would say, it's Mir. Like they wouldn't even say anything like, oh, okay, Mir, yeah, you're number one. Or they would say Mir or Meyer, or they would put in Amir. I was like, where did you get the A from? Like, there's no A in front of the M. How did you get Amir? So anyway,
I get the same thing with my last name. Usually people will say, you know, my first name, Asad or Assad, usually in Americans will say, but then when they see my last name, they don't want to say, but. sometimes they'll be like, Butte, Butte, you know, it's pretty funny. So yeah, no, I totally sympathize with that. Going back to Us Hub, talk to me about the content will be mostly in English, or will it also be in other languages?
Yeah, we will have opportunities for other languages too, but really we want to be in English, right? Because like you and I both know, you know, language barriers is a big deal, right? Especially growing up here in America, like English is our primary language if you're born and raised Muslim here. So we always take that into consideration. We don't want anyone to say, oh, this is just a, you know, a streaming platform that just has, you know, whatever content that's out there that I've seen before, I can't relate to it. So there will be some, but mainly it's going to be English.
Nice. And can you give me some examples of some of the content that you guys have either produced or acquired thus far?
Yeah, I actually can't reveal too many secrets because I did sign an NDA, unfortunately. So you guys are listening, have to subscribe when we launch in fall to find out. But I will say this, what we're doing at Us Hub, no one is doing. Literally no one. We just finished production on a short film this past weekend, and I can promise you no one has seen what we're doing now. So it's going to be worth it.
That's fantastic. And so when is the launch?
So launch is going to be fall this year. So obviously with production and editing and things like that, you know, we haven't confirmed to an actual date, but we know it's going to be fall of this year.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Why is this important to you in particular?
You know, so to me, it's important because I am personally really blessed growing up here in Southern California and having, you know, growing up in America and having, you know, opportunities. And I know I sound patriotic, but it's the truth. And there's a lot of Muslims, you know, our brothers and sisters all over the world that don't have the opportunities that we have here. So it's important to me from an Islamic perspective that I utilize whatever resources and tools I have that are available to me to give back, right? So one of the things, especially growing up with, you know, 9/11 and seeing the media really portray Muslims in a negative connotation, it was really important, not only to me, but the whole Us Hub team, that we make an effort to change that perspective, right? Like the world discovered Al Jazeera after 9/11. They say, oh, there's actually a Muslim channel, you know, in the Middle East that talks about this, but there's nothing here in America that does that from Muslim Americans that are born and raised here, right? First generation, second generation. Now there are so many different methods of marketing and being able to get your brand out and your name out that we felt like, you know, we have nothing to lose and we actually have an obligation to try to make this work, you know? So that's why for me, I felt like it was a personal obligation to fulfill the available resources that we have together as a team, but myself personally to be able to do this.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And is the primary audience to start a North American audience, or do you think that you'll get a worldwide audience, early on?
Yeah, a primary target is going to be America, 100%, right? Obviously, if we have an opportunity that it grows and we have a worldwide audience, absolutely. That's a whole nother beast, you know, when you dive into like a worldwide audience, rather than just where you're, you know, centrally located.
Yeah, sure. So Mir, I imagine that, you know, this is a big team effort to get Us Hub off the ground. Can you talk to me a little bit about the team?
Yeah, you know, I definitely want to give a shout out to Gashif, to Sobi, to Sean, Sarah, Ifat, Harrison, Zara and Zawar. Like, we have the best team, hands down. Every single one of those people are so uniquely talented and gifted at what they do that's what makes Us Hub special to me, particularly because everybody respects and appreciates one another, and everybody is good at different areas of the business, right? And everybody trusts everybody that, okay, this is the expert, they know what they're doing, right? So that in itself is so huge, and I think a lot of organizations struggle to find that. And that's what makes Us Hub so special, is that we have the best people on the planet running this platform.
Yeah. Successful businesses are all about the team that you can create and the team that can execute. So yeah, that's phenomenal. And I'm sure that Us Hub will be successful because of this team that you have compiled. How involved are you in producing the original content, and what is your team, or how does your team kind of discuss portraying the diversity of Muslim stories and experience?
Yeah, so great question. So our team is so talented and they bring their unique talents together and everybody gives an opportunity to share that. Like, so for example, my background is business and finance and real estate, right? So I bring that to UsHub because I know I've started my own businesses on my own. So I know from the business aspect of it, what are things that are important? Like, Sohaib, Sean, and Harrison, like those guys are expert with production and content and the creative aspect of it, right? So together we bridge that gap. So really from my personal experience for actually making content is very little. I give my ideas, right, of something I want to see, but those guys, you know, I'd love for you to have them on the show too. They're literally geniuses of how they can put ideas onto paper into actually filming it into production. Like, we have the best people hands down for that. So if you have them on their next podcast, they'll be able to explain it better than I can.
Yeah, sure. No, yeah. We'll definitely have them on at some point because I would love to understand how someone goes from an idea on paper to actual movie.
It's insane. It's insane. Like when I was helping them with some stuff and they were showing me the ins and outs of, no, you got to write it on a script and this way it can't just be, all right, let's do this and film it. It's not like that, right? These are actual veteran production team specialist that we have on the team. And it's just, if you haven't been directly involved with that and you actually see what it takes to do that, like now I have a whole other level of appreciation for films and documentaries and everything, that because I've seen it from the back end, sure, right? Yeah. And what it takes and how expensive it is and everything like that. So it's incredible. So it really is. But we do have to kind of talk about content, if like on our Instagram at ushub.tv. There's some of our content that we are going to have on there. So if you want to check it out, we are doing some previews on there too.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Mir tells us how it wasn't until he was 25 years old that he got his first Muslim friend. Welcome back to American Muslim Project. My guest today is Mir Ali, Executive Vice President at UsHub, a new Muslim-centered streaming service that will launch in the fall. The station is based in Southern California, where Mir is from. I asked him to share what it was like for him growing up there.
Yeah, you know, growing up in Southern California, regardless if you're a Muslim or not, we live in a bubble, like in a completely different bubble than sure, than the rest of the country. It's just really blessed to have the things that we have, you know, like the good weather, the beaches, the insane amount of jobs that are here, right? You can literally do any type of profession here. So growing up, you know, in Southern California as a Muslim, it was difficult, not gonna lie, because there is a little bit of a identity issue that I think all Muslims, first generation born and raised here, have, because you have your home life and then you have your school and work life, right? And those aren't necessarily, they don't necessarily overlap really all the time. They're sometimes completely separate. And I always struggled with finding that identity that I have, because one of the interesting facts about me is that I didn't have my first Muslim friend till I was 25 years old. Wow. So I only grew up with non-Muslim friends my entire life, like my entire group of guys, coworkers, none of them, they only knew Islam through me, right? And at the time, especially coming after 9/11, it's not something that you outwardly want to broadcast that you're Muslim, right? Especially being in high school and in teenager. Sure. So that was extremely difficult to have that, the sense of pride and also the confidence to just say, no, I'm Muslim, but let me tell you why the media is completely wrong of how they're portraying us. And I wouldn't, the best way I would do it is just showing them who I am, right? Getting them, you know, having them like me and saying, hey, you know, Mir's a cool guy. He's chill. He works hard, you know, whatever positive aspects. And then later on, they find out they're Muslim. Already just from that interaction or from that mindset that I gave to them just by my behavior, already I know I changed their perspective about Muslims on the media and Islam and things like that. Now they see it in a positive aspect. So going from not wanting to say anything to, no, I'm going to hold myself to a higher standard and character, to being able to now outwardly say with pride, yes, I'm Muslim, this is what I do, that was definitely a struggle. And I'm sure there are countless Muslims born and raised here who have had the same story too.
I 100% sympathize with that. I certainly grew up around other Muslims and had some Muslim friends. Most of my friends growing up were, you know, non-Muslim. And so I can totally sympathize with this kind of idea of wanting to portray, you know, what a different version of Islam or being Muslim than what was seen on TV. Did you feel pressure or burden to always be kind of like, you know, quote unquote, a good Muslim?
Yeah, 100%. Especially with like the environment that we're in, right? Because there's a tug of war between the generation of Muslims who migrated here to this country, and then the first generation like myself who grew up here, right? There's cultural differences, but there's always that pressure at home to make sure you stay quote unquote Muslim, right? Which isn't always easy to do. But I'm very fortunate that my upbringing, especially from my dad, he had a lot of wisdom as far as raising a kid here in America and what it means to make them a good Muslim, because he taught me with actions. He very rarely would lecture me about Islam. I would just see him do it, right? So that seeing that as a kid really was embedded in me to now as adult, I'm pretty much doing the same things that he was doing without him even having to ask. So I was very lucky that I came from a household that didn't really put that pressure like some Muslims do, right? But yeah, there's countless Muslims I empathize with them that they feel that, and it's hard, and that actually pushes them away from Islam at times, which is sad.
For sure, yeah. And then what was it like to have your first Muslim friend at age 25? You know, did you feel like you were maybe not Muslim enough, or, you know, did you have to prove yourself that you were, you know, Muslim enough for this?
Yeah. You know, it's a funny story. So like I was saying, my background is like finance and banking, right? So how it happened was he came into our bank to do a transaction, and I actually helped him. And I saw on the check, you know, it said Chino Valley Islamic Center. He was depositing a donation, and I was helping him do some account stuff. And I said, oh, I didn't know there was a masjid here. And he said, yeah, you should come, you know? And it was just, that's all it took for him to say, just come check it out for Friday prayers, you know, see, we're just in a warehouse right now, but we have a good crowd. And I went there, and everybody was so welcoming, and everyone was nice. And I actually met other Muslim guys who, you know, thought like I did, like the same interests and things like that, but they had a good balance to like how I did. And from that one interaction, it led me to start to like volunteer, then become on the programs committee, then actually become on the board of directors for many years. So I always tell people that, you know, when they're inviting people to like a religious function or like a mosque or whatever it is, just be yourself, be friendly, you know, just say, hey, come check it out, hang out with us, and don't put any pressure. I was lucky no one put any pressure on me because I was very new to the community, right? And being a young guy, showing up and stuff, like you kind of stick out a little bit more than you would like a desi uncle, right? That's just there. Totally. So that my interaction was very positive, and I'm very grateful for that he did it the right way. And I always do that for new guys. When I try to invite them, I say, hey, yeah, come check this out. Or we're playing basketball, or, you know, we have this event. You should come see what it's like. And that is so important to plant that seed in somebody to want to be able to commit to like an organization.
Yeah. I want to know more about kind of your transition now. So you were in real estate and finance and whatnot. And then why did you decide that UsHub is where you wanted to go? You talked a little bit about giving back. You know, why is that so important to you at this point in your life?
Well, yeah, my background, yeah, was finance and banking, and I transitioned to real estate. And actually, I'm self-employed now for real estate. So I actually still do that because I built up a good book of clients over the, you know, last 10 years that can facilitate their transactions for. So I still do that. And UsHub was like a side hustle, like an idea, like project, right? That has now trying to start to transform and morphing into something much more bigger than that. Right. Yeah. So it was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's side project. And now it's like, no, this is a legit company. Like we're actually running employees and like building partnerships. So that transition actually to me as for anybody that's in real estate, right? There's a part of you that's entrepreneurial because every single one of my clients had no clue who I was at one point in time. I would call them up and say, hey, Mir, this is what I can do for you. Would you want to work together? You know, we can build a partnership. And doing that collectively over the years, you start to gain the confidence that, hey, if I just have a phone number and a positive attitude, and I'm just willing to ask some questions to a random stranger, I could potentially build a good relationship with them and have it grow and blossom into something much bigger, right? So that mindset of being able to build something from nothing was already instilled in me. So when the idea was brought to me about, hey, this idea, I wasn't really scared of it because I knew, okay, I know how to start from nothing. And really, it just morphed into that from the business aspect of it, right? Because I knew any good leader and any good manager knows that your business will flourish if you surround yourself with people who are better and smarter than you, right? So Ushub is better and smarter than me at everything. So I got the best people, and I can't take full credit at all for Ushub. It's all of us put together. So that's what I knew how to do, right? And just be able to maintain those relationships, not only with your team, but I know how to build outside relationships outside. So it was actually a pretty easy transition because there was a lot of overlap when I really sat down and thought about it.
Yeah, no, that I can totally see that. And it's exciting that you are moving in this direction for sure. One question that I like to ask my guests is, do you have a uniquely American Muslim experience that you want to share?
You know, I really don't. I think the only unique part of it was what I shared earlier. Like, I didn't have my first Muslim friend until I was 25. And when I tell my Muslim friends that now, they're blown away. They're like, how is that even possible? And I thought, I just didn't grow up in a Muslim area. You know, I didn't. I didn't have any Muslim friends at high school or anything. I just surrounded myself with the people who were around me. And still being able to do that and still hold on to my deen and still have the respect of people who are non-Muslim and see Islam in a positive light, to me, that's a big deal, right? Because I think a lot of people really don't understand the gravity or the importance of how crucial that is to have Muslims have a good name here in America. So being able to balance that, but you'd still be able to maintain your identity, even if it's internally, right? You still know who you are. That was huge. So I think to me, it's not really unique, right? From there's countless other Muslims here in America that are have a similar story. But to me, that was a big deal for me to be able to do that.
For sure. No, I would say that is pretty unique for sure. Mir, thanks so much for joining American Muslim Project. I really enjoyed this conversation and I look forward to playing basketball with you someday.
Yeah, definitely, man. I appreciate your time, Ushub. This was a great podcast. Definitely will be promoting the podcast as well. And just for everybody listen, follow us on Instagram at ushub.tv to check out, you know, the latest announcements and latest updates we're going to launch. But I really, really appreciate your time, man. This was awesome.
My conversation with Mir Ali was recorded in July of 2021. We'll have links to his social accounts and to Ushub in our show notes. We will also be definitely promoting the launch of Ushub later this fall, so definitely follow us on Twitter and Instagram as well. American Muslim Project is a production of Rafaleon Media. Today's show was produced by Mark Anato, Lindsay Gamble, and me, Asad Butt. Simon Hutchinson did our theme. You can find us online at AmericanMuslimProject.com.